you expected?
Yeah, so far it's been great. I think the roster speaks for itself. There's lots to be excited for up front. Mainly the research was just on the climate. What's living in Winnipeg going to be like? But, so far so good. Like I was saying, the guys here have been great right from day one. Been here for 2 weeks now and feel comfortable. And that's the most important thing is going into camp, feeling good about yourself, feeling comfortable in the situation that we're in.
Who are your sources on the climate?
I've got a good group of friends back home. A couple of them actually grew up out here, so they brought me over after July 1st and kind of gave me the lay of the land here for what to expect. But they spoke real highly of Winnipeg, so I'm looking forward to first getting the season started and seeing what the climate's all about. I got a big truck here, so I should be set.
How are you doing this opportunity, Steve?
Yeah, I'm really excited for it. Like I said, you look at the roster, there's lots to be excited about. I think everybody here is on the same page, realizing that the last number of years it hasn't been good enough, but we're right on the cusp of becoming a team that can be a consistent contender. And, it starts tomorrow when we get on the ice there. We have to hit the ground running. I'm excited to be part of a franchise here that, sees a bright future. And, it's up to us to get it going now.
What are the most important things for a goalie as you work through preseason and try to get that sharpness down?
Well, for myself, it's just to kind of figure out what it's like to play with these guys. It's going to be the first time for me. My first exhibition is going to be the first time playing behind them. I get to know guys' tendencies. Things aren't always going to go smoothly, but it's a matter of how you handle those bumps on the road. And training camp is, for me in particular, coming into a new team is going to try and smooth out the kinks that we have and make sure that once we play the Maple Leafs on opening night that there are no kinks and that we're all on the same page in terms of communications, who's blocking what lanes, what's my role in terms of taking the shooter as opposed to worrying about backdoors sometimes. So lots to go over, but that's what training camp is for, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Do you have any desire to play more preseason games than maybe in the past, just given the new surroundings?
Yeah, you know what? I think it would be beneficial. I'm not sure what my schedule is going to be like for the preseason games, but I'm definitely looking forward to getting the first one out of the way. For everybody, it's been a long summer. So those first couple games are definitely good to get back out there and, work through some things. But, if I can get into three or four games, I'll be happy. And, like I said, put in the work now and be ready for opening night.
Are you a guy that likes to play half games, or do you want to get in there from start to finish?
Typically in the past, play start to finish. Why practice anything different than the regular season type of feel? So, I'm comfortable going in and playing a 60-minute game right off the bat here. I think it would be beneficial, but at the end of the day, the coaches see otherwise, then that's in their hands. But I think, you may as well practice the way the regular season is going to go.
Steve, there's a fair bit of pressure associated with being the number one guy here. How do you think it's going to compare to what you experienced in Philly?
I think there's lots of similarities. I think pressure is a good thing. It wouldn't be fun to come to a rink with no expectations. So I think here, with the position the team's in, ready to take that next step, I'm excited to be here and help in that process. Coming to a Canadian market, for a franchise that's relatively new, but the fan base definitely isn't a new fan base. They've been here for a long time, and I'm excited to come and hopefully win them over fairly quickly. So I think there's a large responsibility that comes with being a goaltender in Canadian market, a number one goaltender, and I'm ready to take it on. Playing in Philadelphia, they got a very demanding fan base, just as the Jets do here, so nothing that I haven't experienced before.
What was tougher, playing for Ken Hitchcock or being a goaltender in Philadelphia?
I've only played under Hitch for a year and a bit, but I was fortunate to, I believe, to play under him. He's such a respected coach throughout the NHL, and I have no issues playing under Hitch. Philly was difficult, but it was a great challenge, something that I thoroughly enjoyed my entire time in Philly, and I'm looking forward to these new experiences here now in Winnipeg.
You've changed teams once before. What are the keys to getting familiar and comfortable in new surroundings?
You know, I think it's a little bit easier now that I'm older. You know, for myself in particular, you know, you go through it once, you know what to expect the second time around here. The guys have made it extremely easy. Like I said, right from day one, they've made me feel welcome. You know, we have a really loose group here. Guys like to joke around and make you feel right at home. So for myself, it's easy. For the families that have to move along with you, that's not always the easiest thing. So from a player standpoint, you're basically going from one dressing room to another into a bunch of new friends. So that's the way I've looked at it, and it's been pretty easy so far.
How about the mentorship side of it, working along with Connor?
You know what, Connor and I have actually gotten to know each other over the last 2 weeks of being here. And my family didn't arrive until this morning, so I've had lots of spare time on my hands, and we've taken that opportunity to hang out a few times, go for dinner, watch some football last Sunday together. So I think first that's an important thing is getting a friendship going, and then the on-ice stuff takes care of itself, I think. You know, we're both in the position where we want to play. We both want to get better. You know, I see a lot of potential in him, and hopefully I can help him you know, realize that potential as well. I think you know, I've gone through a lot in my career that he's starting to experience. The NHL is by no means an easy league to play in, especially as a goaltender in a Canadian market where they expect so much of you. So I think, you know, I'm looking forward to working with him, helping him get better, and in return have him push me as well. I think it'll be a good situation.
Obviously, you had such a good rookie season. Connor had such a good start, too. Are there some things that you've learned in that regard that you can help him with as well, Steve?
Yeah, you know what? It's a matter of finding your feet again. You know, when you come in and you have success, you think it's going to, you know, in a sense, be a little easier than it actually is. But for me, it took a little while to figure that out. And you know, I never had that that older goaltender ahead of me to help me along the way. And looking back on that, that's something that you know, I wish I had. And now I'm in a position where I'm the old guy, I guess. So it's amazing how quickly time goes by. But you know, I think the way that my career's gone and coming out and having the success early and then struggling for a couple of years and then finally finding myself again. You know, it's made me a better goaltender, and it's put me in a position now where Connor's experienced some of the same things, and you know, I can help him along the way in terms of helping him become a better goaltender and a goaltender that you know, I think the organization believes he can be.
I feel like your best hockey is ahead of you as well.
Yeah, you know what, I do. You know, I feel like every year playing in Philadelphia, I grew. You mature a little bit. You know, I'm 29. I think I'm right in the prime of my career right now, and I'm excited for the hockey that's ahead of me, especially coming to here to play for the Jets and play with the guys in the rest of the locker room over there. Lots to be excited about, and you know, really looking forward to it.
When it comes to the entirety of the regular season, how much work are you comfortable with, and how much do you anticipate?
You know, I've got real no expectations other than the fact that if you play well, you'll be given the net. And, you know, I don't want to put a number on anything, but I really enjoy playing a lot. I think that's when goaltenders as a whole play their best hockey, is when they're kind of just given that green light to go. But at the same time, you got to earn that green light. And, you know, that process starts tomorrow morning.
You said you struggled for a couple of seasons. What did you have to do to get your game back?
Go to some pretty dark places, really. You know, I was young. You know, I was used to having success as a goaltender in the Ontario Hockey League in my first year, and really struggling to find that confidence. You know, it's been well documented that after my last contract that I had in Columbus, I was ready to hang up the pads and focus on other ventures in life. But you know, a trade happened, and there was a new lease on life. But it was a matter of finding confidence, believing in myself again, and being in an environment where people believed in you as well. You know, obviously, there wasn't the trust there in Columbus anymore, from both sides. And going to an organization that saw something in me, like Philadelphia, to give me that second opportunity. And when you have that new lease on life, you know, you want to make the most of it. And you know, here we are. You know, I'm comfortable with where my game's at. I'm happy with where my game's at. I still believe it's growing, just like I feel like, you know, when you're a good athlete, you never stop learning. So I'm in a position now where I got a new fresh start here as well, and I'm really looking forward to it.
How close were you to giving it up?
If that trade didn't happen, that was last year my contract in Columbus, and I was done. Didn't enjoy hockey anymore, and was at the point where it was more of a burden than a passion. The passion wasn't there. And that trade deadline happened, and my agent called me and said, Philly's looking to make a push for you. Are you interested in going? I said, let's give it one last shot, and now we're 6 years later. So it was good that it happened.
How tough was it to find yourself in that place as someone who loved the game so much to be at that lowest of the lows of doing?
Yeah, it was awful. You're not happy with any aspect of life. You're almost depressed. You are depressed. And being a young goaltender, somebody who's used to, like I said, playing well, you don't have your family around. That's difficult. So there was a lot of phone calls to my parents after games that, were more venting than anything. And, a large portion of still playing is due to the fact that I have such a strong support system back home with my family. So, it was one of the hard things that I've had to go through, but I'm glad that I did because it's made me the person and the goaltender that I am now.
Which teammates in Philadelphia or coaching staff members helped you through get your confidence back or outside of, going back to family and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Anybody in Philly that helped you out a lot?
Yeah, I remember the first day that I spent in Philly, I met the guys on the plane while they were finishing up a game against Montreal at home. So I was the first guy on the plane waiting to head to Toronto, actually, my hometown. And I had knew a few of the guys before from playing on the World Juniors. So I knew Wayne Simmonds, Luke Shen, and Claude Giroux. So I already had a base of a friendship there, which was great. I knew the goaltending coach there at the time, Jeff Reese. He had done a little bit of scouting for me while I was still playing junior hockey. And at the time, he was with the Tampa Bay Lightning. So I had a base of some relationships there, which were huge. But honestly, it was just to go into a situation where there was no extra baggage and people were excited to have me there. And, working with Jeff Reese was huge for me. He helped simplify my game, helped calm it down, and have more structure to it. And, as a young goaltender, that's something that a lot of young goaltenders don't have, is to have that structure, have that calmness to it, and I think that's helped me along the way here. So, there was a number of people in Philly that were big roles in keeping the career going.
Now that you're an older, experienced guy, are you a superstitious guy as well on game day and everything?
No, I got no issues talking with you guys. So I don't know what the rules are here in terms of game day for goaltenders, but I think we were talking the other day that you guys can come up to me on game days. I got no issues with that. So, yeah.